songs of praise, songs of joy will never depart from us, from our homes, from our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Beautiful children of God, I'm happy that we gather here tonight, this morning, not to mourn anybody, but to celebrate that God in his infinite mercies has shown mercy on us. And that this is mercy shall never depart from each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we say thank you. We bless you. Just as the wording of that song that we have just sung said, God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform his wonders. He plants his footsteps in the sea and you ride upon the storm. Who can do this except you? You are a marvelous God. We are the blind. Who are the unbelievers? We are the one who scan your work in vain. You are your own interpreter. Yet you make your word plain unto us. Father, thank you for what you have done. Let your word come with power this morning. Grant us confidence. Remove fear from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, upon this period of this pandemic, the news we hear is not encouraging. But you are the one who can encourage us and make us to have triumph over fear. Father, we come to you this morning. Let your word grant us confidence. Let fear become a thing of the past in our lives. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It is well with you. This morning, I don't have much to say other than to encourage us. Particularly when we look at what is going on in our society. It has the pandemic, when we are trying to reopen, and we say, okay, the curve has been flattened. Okay, the curve is now going down. That is when we begin to see the spike again. Okay, those people that are said to be susceptible to the disease, people with pre-existing conditions, the old people, the grandpas and the grandmas. We try as much as possible to isolate them. And the young that are full with energy and vibrancy are going about their businesses. But the report we are going to get now is that the pandemic seems to have left these people, the old people, and is trying to prey on our young ones. I pray this morning we shall never be victims of this disease in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Therefore, when you look at it, and from the discussion I have with people during the week, there are so many people who are fearful. And the question I ask myself, how do I deal with fear? How do I make sure I have confidence in the Lord so that his blessings upon me shall never be reversed? Like I told you, it is natural. We are all natural men and women. We are not supernatural. We are not supernatural in anything. We are not supernatural in our ways. We are not supernatural in the way we think. We are not supernatural in the way we do things. All those ones belong to God. We are natural. And so it is natural for us to be discouraged. It is natural for us once a while to look at what is going on and say, Lord, you need to help me. And so, the question this morning is, how do we deal with fear? Brethren, we can only deal with fear with the word of God. And it is that word of God that I brought to you this morning. I want you to note them. Write them down. Meditate upon them at the end of this service. And the Lord Almighty will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. How do I deal with fear? Psalm 56, verses 3 to 4. Psalm 56, verses 3 to 4. I wouldn't mind if the technical can help me this morning so that we can open the Bible as fast as possible. If you have your Bible there, look at Psalm 56, and we'll read verses 3 and 4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. For in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and I'm not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Look at the word of God there. When anything comes to you in form of fear, what should happen? Put your trust in Him. Praise the Lord. Put your trust in who? In the Lord. Let's also look at 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a what? Sound mind. Don't let fear take away your sound mind. This is the word of God for you this morning. God has not given you the spirit of fear. The spirit God has given unto us when we are Christians, when we are children of God, is that spirit of power, is that spirit of love, and is that spirit of sound mind. John 1:9. Support of that, the gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verse 9. It's very clear. It's very clear. That was the true light. Who was the true light now? Jesus Christ. Which light every man that comes to the world. John 1:9. Okay, what about Philippians 4:4-6? Philippians 4:4-6. So, when light comes into your life, when you have Jesus Christ as the light, fear nothing. Philippians 4 said, instead of fearing, what should you do? Rejoice in the Lord. And I always, and again I say, rejoice. I told you, this morning I woke up, I don't have a dime on me. Okay, I said, okay, let me take my ATM card. I have a new account with this bank over here. The minimum deposit that you have was $100, and that was what I used to open. Okay? So I took my card. Then I remember that the minimum I must have with that account, not to incur any charge, okay, is $100. I put my card back. But, brethren, I still have the heart of what? Thanksgiving. I rejoice in the Lord. I who cannot give today, I assured myself, I said, I who cannot give today will give as offering $5,000. That's what I told myself. And it is possible. Brethren, when I was newly born again, the common money we normally give in the church that time is 5 naira. 5 naira. 1, 5. But do you know that I will go to church without having a dime? And I will tell myself that a time is coming when they will say offering time, and I will say blessing time. And inside my envelope will be 150 naira. I put 1 behind the 5, and I put 0. Brethren, today, if I can find myself in Nigeria today, and they said offering time, if I give $1, do you know how much that one results to? Has God not answered that prayer? That's what I wanted to know. Nothing. But it was a tall order for me that time. Big order. Somebody cannot give 5 naira, saying whenever they call offering, I will give 150 naira. No. Rejoice. And I say what? Rejoice. If you rejoice in the Lord always, you have no problem. Psalm 23 verse 4. Fear will not be anything to you. Psalm 23 verse 4. Yeah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, though you walk through the shadows of the valleys of poverty, though you walk through the valleys of the shadow of want, he said what? I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they shall comfort me. Let the rod and the staff of God comfort you this morning. It is possible you are fearful. It is possible the confidence is not there. But let your... Please, let the glory of God shine upon your life this morning. I'm sorry about that. Let the goodness of God be upon you. Let the glory of God be your portion, and it shall be well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 27, verse 1. Psalm 27. Because confidence is also very important. Having, departing from fear, confidence to depart completely from fear, to not allow any fear to be your portion. Confidence in the Lord is also very important. Psalm 27, verse 1 gives us that. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Brethren, why should you fear poverty? Why should you fear death? Why should you fear want? When the Lord is your light and what? And your salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Praise the Lord. Isaiah 41:10. Just to crown what we're talking about and to see the promises of the Lord. Only look at Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not be dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look at those assurances. So why now should you fear God? Sorry, should you fear man? Why now should fear dominate your life? Some people, a mere doctor's pronouncement dominate their life. And they will never let go. I read the story of one of the ex-presidents of America who was shot in his first term, I think. I can't remember his name, but I read it. And then they said one bullet entered through the back and so on and so forth. Doctors brought him back to life, but one of the bullets would not be found. And they said, okay, there's nothing we can do about that. We have tried to locate the bullet, we can't find it. Many people can live about that. Doctors assured him that he can live with it. He said, no. You know, as the president, you can do and undo. He said, no. They later contacted this man who founded AT&T, Graham Bell, something like that, to look for an instrument that would be used to detect metal in his body. You know, and then they implanted that in his body and something like that. They couldn't find anything. 4 months later, he died. What killed him? It wasn't the bullet. He said the metal that was implanted in his body brought about all those toxins. You know, it wasn't the bullet that killed him. And the lesson they are trying to let us know is that we should let go. Let go. Fear thou not that I am with thee. Therefore, fear thou not, for I am what? And with thee, fear nothing. You have confidence in the Lord, and it shall be well with you in the man. Look at Proverbs 14:26. Proverbs 14:26 as a random. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong what? Confidence. And his children shall have a place of refuge. If you are born again and you are a child of God, God is assuring us this morning that you will have a place of refuge in him, and that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7. Quickly, 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us what? The spirit of fear. I've mentioned this before. But of what? Power. Of love and of sound mind. And I conclude. Look at Philemon. Philippians 4:13 is a very powerful passage that we all popular, that is popular with everybody. I can do all things through who? Who do what? The Lord Almighty will strengthen you. The King of Kings will strengthen you. Jehovah El Shaddai will strengthen you. The most powerful man on earth and in heaven is not President Trump. It's our God Almighty. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you with his right hand of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. COVID-19 will not come near your way. Affliction will not arise against you the second time. Because you have faithfully come to the presence of the Lord by hearing me this morning, or by coming to his house of worship, or are you just on your tablet, on your phone, or your computer, listening to me, I pray the Lord Almighty will establish you. Fear will be a thing of the past in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, we thank you for your word. We glorify your name, Lord, because we are mighty. Thank you, O Lord, for this morning. For fear is gone, and you have replaced it with confidence in the life of your children. Thank you for this, Lord. Father, once again, we submit ourselves unto you. We confess that you are our Lord and Savior. If we not have you, then we are just joking. Everything we are saying is rubbish. Therefore, I pray that you will come into the life of each and every one of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We accept you once again into our life, that you are our personal Lord, and we confess it this morning that you are our personal Lord and Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is well with you.